twisting and a shouting and a robotic.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yes.
Here's the good news. It is not necessarily the News Friday installment where we take the news and we make it just a little bit newsier.
Necessarily the news.
That's right. Oh, my. We're making camera adjustments right now? What's happening?
Well, no, I moved the light, and I didn't realize that it was in your face, and it was incredibly rude. So I'm trying to make make amends for my wrong. Public apology.
Let's start right out.
Let's start.
Hey, what happened?
What happened? The jury's still out, obviously, on the Keith Urban, Nicole Kidman thing on who is at fault. It's not looking good again for Keith. But it will be a sentencing today. Yep. Diddy. Finally, this whole thing. Diddy is confident he can avoid prison time by persuading the judge with his charm and whatnot, but he faces potentially 20 years behind bars, so that'll happen early this morning, actually, probably towards the end of the show over there in New York. So Diddy gets sentenced today, and yesterday he wrote this letter to the judge promising that he will, quote, never commit another crime ever again, end quote. So that should be good enough, right?
Yeah, no problem.
Take him in his word, yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's ever been in trouble before.
By the way, on the heels of that, yesterday, Diddy got hit with two new sexual allegation lawsuits right after that. So, but never again.
Mm-mm.
Never. Ever.
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 Ever. Ever. Ever.
Oh, my gosh, it's out today. Tay-Tay all day.
So Taylor Swift is a woman in love. She says that Travis Kelce absolutely crushed popping the question. I mean, even though they
crushed it, bro.
He did kind of follow in your footsteps there,
bro.
KB. Yeah, 10 out of 10, that's what she gave him.
Yeah, but he built a garden.
Yeah, so he built the garden.
Yeah.
She says, oh, it was a total surprise.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, now that her album is finished... The life of a showgirl.
Mm-hmm.
She says it's time to start wedding planning. Mm. Meanwhile, one third of Americans identify as Swifties, because that's what we're doing now in life is identifying. And 6% of fans to take the day off work to celebrate the album release. I can't believe you're here.
I wonder if I crushed it on the engagement.
I think you did. I mean, she's happy.
I'd have known that Taylor and Travis. I would have gotten the Parker County Elk to at least show up and make an appearance. That would be fine.
He's everywhere, man.
Maybe. I know. That's what an elk sounds like, by the way. You're welcome. Taylor Sheridan. You heard of him?
I have.
Kind of a big
that
deal.
That kid is going places.
Yeah. So he bestowed a huge gift upon his alma mater, Texas State University.
Bobcats.
Yesterday. They will be the home of the scripts, the original scripts, for pretty much everything he's ever done. Yellowstone, 1883, 1923, even some of the movies that he wrote and stuff, he has the original scripts. He's going to bestow it to them, and they can display it proudly. And then maybe even reenact it. I don't know.
Why not?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I wonder who has
the original script. Probably Tina Fey of Mean Girls, right?
It is Mean Girls Appreciation Day. So, was President Trump right all along? Charlie Sheen says yes. Was it about tariffs or the economy or some of the other big issues facing America? No. This was about one of Charlie Sheen's several marriages, namely to one Brooke Mueller.
Mueller.
You see, she is from Palm Beach, like another guy we know. And the Don knows her parents. And he said, Chuck is a wonderful guy, but a disaster as well. And their daughter should not be marrying one Charlie Sheen. Charlie now admits, after his brand new documentary in a brand new interview.
Yeah, don't watch that documentary.
Mr. Trump was absolutely right about everything.
Don't watch that documentary.
Is it?
No. I hope he didn't.
They don't know what they're doing. Do you understand that?
It's weird. Well, I know we have the rubber duck mystery coming up on the way on the show. About 7:30, we'll dive into that. True crime story that's right here, emanating evidently from the show. But they think that they may have found it. Now, last year, an expedition team thought they found Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane in the Pacific Ocean. Turned out it was a rock formation, not a plane.
It's easy to get confused.
I thought so, too. But researchers at Purdue say we're on the way to the South Pacific because we found it.
Okay.
It's a visual anomaly on a remote island. And what they did is, as early back as they could, pictures from satellite, this spot, this thing has always been in this lagoon, which is in Nicomoro, which is a small island in the Kiribati Islands, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah, the Kiribati.
It's halfway between Australia and Hawaii. Anyway, they're on the way as of right now, and they think that because all of these years on these time elapsed, it's a plane in the ground, and they found it.
I mean, I'm just glad there's nothing else to worry about in the world.
Well, evidently, the rubber duckies are pretty big. So after they go find the plane, they're going to find the rubber duckies.
Oh, we have one of the most serious issues to almost every Texan that I have ever met. It's the issue of queso, KB. Mm-hmm. Can we agree on this?
Yes.
We're serious about it. And Chili's, they're revamping their classic queso dip. Now, this is a standard. Have you ever had it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It comes out the
recently.
Skillet. Now, it's a little different than mm-hmm. we're used to. It's much more than just queso.
It's a little chili-like, to be honest with you.
At Chili's. Mm. Well, they say that now people are much more discriminating about said queso, and they're giving it a little glow-up, as gotcha. You will, because it accounts for less than 1% of their sales. So everything is a competition. In the meanwhile, in other restaurant news, Burger King finally admitting that... they retired that creepy king mascot.
Oh, the plastic head dude?
Because he was creepy. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's probably a good move from the king. I don't know. Meanwhile, McDonald's is still sitting over there with a clown going, and what? Speaking of the fast food world, and this might be the fastest marathon in history. It takes place in Denver tomorrow. I don't know if our very own Mark Phillips has been trained. I know he's training for an upcoming marathon. I don't know if this is it.
He was in Denver a few weeks ago.
Okay, so it
What's
may be all adding
on?
Up because it is an ultra marathon set for Denver, Colorado tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Taco Bell Ultra Marathon. The race challenges its participants to run 31 miles and eat at 9 Taco Bell restaurants along the way. Participants must consume items like, you know, well, all of it. Nacho Bell Grandes, Burrito Supremes. Wash it down with a little Baja Blast. They must do this within 11 hours. No winners, they say, will be declared. But Taco Bell is thinking about after this 31-mile, 9 Taco Bell running marathon.
Yeah.
Bringing back the 90s campaign to run for the border or something else. Because, yeah,
that's... KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
They are accurate. No winners.